and get some work done to update it a little bit, get it a bit smarter.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to change it. It's so beautiful,
no,
isn't it?
No, you don't want to change the look of it and the history from it.
But it needs a little bit of
love and care at the moment, but it's lovely inside. And we're looking to, after all the closures over the lockdown, etc., where we've got it open now, and we're looking to really establish things going on and getting it used within the community. So we've got, from February, we're starting off with some new events.
So what have you got in mind?
The 4th of February, Saturday, 4th of February, we're doing a tabletop sale here, where we hope to get lots of people coming and selling all sorts of things, new and old, bric-a-brac, crafts, etc., and hoping for lots of people to come along and have a cup of tea while they wander around and find some bargains. We've still got tables available if anyone wants one. And then the following week, on the 11th of February, we're starting a new group called Crafty Creations, which will be a craft group within the community that can come along on a regular basis to the hall to bring what they're already doing or be inspired to do new crafts, have little mini workshops, etc., for all ages really. So the 11th is an introduction to that.
What a great idea, because yes, it's actually my birthday this week, and I actually got a small little group of friends together, and we sat and did some embroidery, something none of us have any time to do.
There's so much you can do. It was just so much fun.
We literally sat for a couple of hours. We did a bit of stitching. We did a lot of talking, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of it, to come along
and get to meet people, get together, not just Hempstead, but surrounding villages, come along and just meet other people that are like-minded, that want to do stuff.
That's the 11th?
Yes, that's the 11th. Yes.
Do you know the time yet?
That's 2 till 4 on Saturday. People can just come along. There'll be refreshments. We'll have lots of different types of crafts out on display for them to look at and be inspired by. But we'll sort of chat with people as to what they want for the meetings, and we'll start the meetings up in March. So that's sort of something that's really good and exciting at the moment for the village. And all of the events that we're doing are advertised on our lovely village website that we have, that shows a lot of the history of this place and other places within the village as well. So it's always worth a look, but that will give anybody the details of any event that is going on in the future and throughout this year.
Have you got the address for that?
The address for that is hempstead-norfolk.co.uk, or you can just go on the search engine and put Hempstead Village Norfolk, and I'm sure it will come up. But there's lots of things on there, on the notice board, of things we're doing, and trying to get people involved and to use this as somewhere to meet.
It's a lovely, there are worse places, aren't there?
There definitely are.
We're set up on this bank and you've got this wonderful view over the village. It's lovely, even on a miserable day like today. It's lovely. It needs to be used and it needs to be a hub for the community.
And people to come and enjoy themselves here.
There's something very nice feel, isn't there?
There is, yes, yes, it's lovely. Brilliant. It's lovely, lovely village.
We need to say hello to your lovely friend Moira as well.
Yeah, so Moira is the person that's doing the Crafty Creations with me.
Is she? Moira, have you got some ideas up your sleeve? Yes. What do you think in terms of crafts, just to have as an inspiration?
Our list is getting bigger and bigger, because we're right across the spectrum, depending on what we can encourage crafty people to try doing. So we want to sort of give them the opportunity to have a go at anything and provide the materials and things. I've got a studio, so I've got so much stuff. But we're going from sort of fabric-y stuff to dry flower arranging to upcycling furniture to mosaicing to felting to making paper. It's endless. Silk paper making, all sorts.
Oh my goodness.
Acrylic pouring. We've just got so much that they can have a go at.
I wish I lived a bit closer, especially as you two are so lovely. Honestly, Sophie, their beautiful smiles and their enthusiasm. I tell you what, if you're free on the 11th for the start of the crafting sessions, come along, everybody, and you've got your tabletops on sale on the 4th. Lovely. Lovely to speak to you both. Brilliant. Okay.
Fantastic. What a nice location to go to, Jules, and have a chat about. We've got Clue 3 then, so we won't be shaming her here. We'll do something different with it instead. Treated with the spoon, the